It's time for Chick Flicks, where Jack and Steve, who owns every season of Sex and the City on DVD, act out roles from famous movies that every woman knows and every guy, except maybe Steve, has never watched. It's time for Chick Flicks on Sunny 101.5.
All right, and if you can identify today's Chick Flick, we're going to give you... Oh, we're going to give you gift certificates to our restaurant of the week. That's
nice.
Yeah. By the way, you'll be able to get half-price gift certificates for those who don't win this one. You get half-price gift certificates at 8:30 at restaurantoftheweek.com. That is to Rack House Tavern and Grill. Oh, my gosh. This is... Oh, man. I'm telling you. I just...
Now I got Jack and Steve to both be women.
This is horrible. I'm reading. I have a big chunk right here, and I'm just kind of going through it. Holy cow!
Yeah, but you know what? I chose you because you're a really good crier, Steve. So, setting the scene, both Jack and Steve are taking on the role of women this week.
I'm gonna come over here. So
yeah,
I can
this
slap
is perfect.
You.
Oh, I love this. Okay. Yeah. And a wife shows up at the mistress's apartment.
Oh, boy.
Jack and Steve, action.
I want to apologize, Jack, before we do this.
Okay.
Just look at that mic. Do not turn to me at
no,
all.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry. It's me. Don't be mad. I just want to talk. I thought we can have some dinner.
How did you know where I'd live?
We followed you home, but I didn't want to show up empty-handed, so I brought food, some food right over there.
How'd you get into the building?
We waited for someone to leave and then snuck in.
What is your deal? Do you not get how weird this is?
I just thought maybe we could talk because I am... Because my whole world just blew up! And I don't have a job. I don't have no money of my own. And I honestly don't know what I'm going to do at all. I have no friends to talk to because my friends are Mark's friends. And they'll blab. You are literally the only person in the world who knows what's happening beside me. And if I keep talking to myself about it, I'm going to go crazy for real, like, really crazy.
I can't talk to you until you stop crying.
I'm sorry.
Then cry on the inside like a winner.
Okay.
You cannot take care of yourself if you don't toughen up. And as far as talking to someone who won't blab, I can give you the name of three different lawyers. Are we done?
I need them right now. Do you have those three? God, that was tough. I was really digging deep. I was thinking about them, some of the worst moments in my life to make sure I was sobbing. I'm not really crying, though. I'm not like you. You literally got a tear that way.
I do. I did.
That was awesome.
I got tears right now. 236-1015. Good luck.